So again, we have this theme of listening, of hearing. Psalm 95, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. This is a prayer that Mother Church puts on the lips of her priests and religious and all those who pray the Liturgy of the Hours on a daily basis. Each morning we begin our day reminding ourselves to be attentive to the voice of God and to not harden our hearts when we hear. It's an echo from Mass yesterday, if you were here or if you follow along, what Moses said to the people, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you, so that you may live. There is a contingency upon listening yesterday to the laws given to us through Moses, and Jeremiah has the same sentiment today. The Lord says through Jeremiah, this is what I command my people. Listen to my voice. I will be your God. You will be my people. If you walk in the ways I command you, you may prosper. If we want to live, if we want to prosper, then we need to listen to God's voice, hear his voice, and follow what he's inviting us to. Because what we don't want is at the end of this prophecy, this passage from Jeremiah, how the Lord describes. He says, say to them that this is a nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. What a grave condemnation when we choose not to listen. You know, there's an error in some of our thinking to say that the actions that we do don't really affect me. I'm a good person that sometimes I just make mistakes. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people come to confession to tell me that they are good people. I'm a good person, Father. You know? But the actions that we do, if we do good actions, we become virtuous. If we do bad things, we become vicious. Our actions help to form the person that we are. And we don't want to be part of those people that do not listen or take correction, from whom faithfulness has disappeared. We take the time, the silence, the quiet, the slow time of Lent to condition our heart, our mind, our ears, to be attentive to God's voice so that we can listen well and follow. So part of that is to discern what voices are we listening to? Who do we allow to compete in our mind, in our heart, with the voice of God, the voice of life, the voice to make us prosper? Is it the news media? Is it our friends? Is it our family? Is it the Hollywood elite? Who are the voices? Is it my own doubt and self-hatred, my own shame, my own guilt? What voice am I listening to? Mother Church invites us during this time to quiet our hearts, to read the scriptures, to be more familiar with the voice of God. The people in the scriptures oftentimes turned their back. They hardened their hearts because they didn't want to hear what God was saying. They wanted to go their own way. And oftentimes we are the same, that we listen for God's voice to complement what we've already decided. And if there's something that's presented to us that doesn't go with our worldview, our political leanings, our desire for prominence and wealth in this world, then we just kind of tune that part of God's voice out. We harden our hearts. We lose faith. We forget his word. This radical reorientation that each one of us is invited to quiet the competing voices, to be more familiar with the voice of the Lord, to follow him, to follow his way. This is the way to true life. Amen.